T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, I want to thank Penny Hardaway for a little breakdown. Spent a little bit of time with the head basketball coach for Memphis, talking about a player that Miami Heat will be getting, and said he'll be ready defensively day one. Mike, I can guarantee you that. That was very interesting to hear as we continue on here on a Friday with all kinds of stuff, including the Miami Dolphins going after their sixth win in a row. Last year at this time, or a little bit earlier, you have ever thought a year later, a year and change later, that we'd have this kind of improvement from the end of last year right into what this team has done so far? Just, it's incredible. It's team football. It's been a little bit from everybody. It hasn't just been a Tua Tagovailoa story. It's been a lot of different players. So last night I did something, and so somebody was asking, said, you know, I don't mean to take any shots at anybody, but they don't really have a lot of superstars. I mean, they're kind of doing it as a group, and you know, people, they say that, and they're like, I hope I didn't offend anybody. I said, well, no, like, I get what you're saying, but I mean, they got a lot of really good players. Some of them probably are system players, which there's nothing wrong with that. There's guys that fit your system that play at a really, really solid to better than solid level. I think they got a lot of those guys that took them about 2 games, especially defensively, to figure out what their coach wanted. Like, if you have a certain technique, you got to disguise this or it doesn't work. All that kind of stuff. And I just feel like they've really, really started to figure out what their coach wants to this point. Yeah. So
sure, listen, seems like it at this point. You're right.
Xavier Howard is obviously very, very good.
Yes, he is.
Like, really good. And he's going to go to a Pro Bowl, and he should. 5 interceptions and probably, what, dropped 2 or 3
that he could have had? Right. At least 2 went right through his hands.
So that's all legit, man, when you talk about him. You got a guy like Ogba who's having a Pro Bowl year, but he didn't have – this is the best year he's ever had. So you just – you know, and he's in a good system and stuff, but you can't take it away from – anything he's doing either. So you got those guys and what they've been able to do offensively. It's just been, I mean, honestly, how many Pro Bowl guys do you have on this team? That 1, 2 on defense, that might be it.
Right. Yeah, you're right. That's true.
And your kicker probably at this point.
Oh, yeah. We can't. You got to give credit to Jason.
No, you got to. He's been right. A big part of this. Right. But the system's been great, but this is what good coaches do and a good organization do. You get a bunch of guys that fit into your system, and they can all make plays, and then when the game's over, you go, oh, man, he made 2 plays, I remember. Oh, yeah, that guy made. And you realize that you're getting it from a whole bunch of different guys, and We're not always used to that around here. So, good system, really good coaching, in a system that we got guys that seem to fit. And in the past, for whatever, we have changed, and the big, big changes we've made at the top on how we do things and the kind of free agents we get and getting on the same page that with your head coach and your general manager, so far, so good. Then again, halfway through the season, going on the road, you don't want to sit and read your press clippings and fall apart against Denver.
Right.
But I don't think they will. I think they're going to keep playing the same way they are. They're playing against a team that turns it over as much as anybody in the league. My God, they turn it over 21 times already. That is dead last in the
that's
NFL,
a lot,
if you're
Joe.
Wondering.
Joe, yeah. That's a lot of turnovers.
That's a lot of interceptions mostly, and a couple of fumbles in there as well that just absolutely kill you. Speaking of that last night, Thursday Night Football, Seahawks and Cardinals. Seahawks got back rolling a little bit, got a running game to go so that Russell Wilson didn't have to be the complete show last night, 28-21. What'd you think about last night's performance?
It was a good game. I thought that, you know, Kyler Murray struggled a little bit for sure after getting hit. And he didn't run a lot, which obviously says a lot about what happened with that offense last night and how Seattle played them. Because they played him a couple weeks back. And obviously the goal at this point for Seattle's defense was do not let this guy run all over us. If he's going to throw the ball to his guys, that's fine. Let's play defense on him. But this guy's not winning the game for his team for running for 100 yards. And it was proven. Now, he only ran the ball 5 times. I would expect it a little bit more no matter what. But I think him getting dinged up early in the game really kind of showed you what the offense probably going to look like the rest of the game.
The weirdest play of the game is the last drive with 33 or 4 seconds left, and he gets sacked in the game. That was
would have never thought that, Joe. Are you kidding me? That's
all
never.
The things, and a guy that rolls out and keeps plays alive, and we talk about sandlot football and roll around till somebody gets open, and both those two guys that played last night do it as well as anybody, Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson are doing that, but ended up being an okay game. I think fantasy football owners last night expected to have players on both these teams, probably expected more stats from the receivers and the quarterbacks than they got.
Oh, I don't know if you – did you watch any of the pregame right beforehand that was on TV with Fox? They had, like, the Michael Vick on there, and they had a couple of those guys, and they asked those guys before the game, Michael Strahan too, what do you expect to see offensively from the two quarterbacks tonight? Jay Glazer said there could be 800 yards passing. Like, these guys all last. No one said under 650 yards combined for those two. So, yeah, I think everyone, including us yesterday morning, expecting Drake to have almost 100 yards rushing, maybe, you know, 50 or 60 yards receiving, both quarterbacks to be in the high twos, threes, maybe even early, you know, like fours when it comes to passing. And you didn't get that. Kyler had 269, Russell at 197 yards. Both guys had 2 touchdowns. But rushing-wise, Drake had 29 yards, and Carlos Hyde at 79, which was good and got in the end zone. But no receiver goes over 100 yards receiving. Yeah, it was a little bit unexpected with the scoring. 49 total points, I'd expecting somewhere in the 60s.
I'm guessing Russell Wilson was glad to have a running game last night.
Yes,
165
I'm sure.
yards and a 5.3 average is always nice to have so you don't have to throw it every friggin' down. And by the way, that is still the one thing that's got to get better for the Dolphins. They're playing against a team that usually you can run against a little bit, that you got to be able to run so that it's just going to help our offense so much if we just continue. Got a little bit of a running game, enough to keep it honest last week and just keep getting that kind of effort so that Tua doesn't just have to drop back and is not forced to throw it.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be fun, and the Dolphins right now have really, really been a nice story, what they've been able to do going after their 7th win of the season after the way this thing started the first 2 games. You were
no
you
chance
were
you thought
wondering.
They'd be 6-3 after 1-2.
Well, after New England and Buffalo, one team ran on you and one team threw all over you. I was a little concerned. I was. And they've made their improvement has been it's crazy. And I guess Byron Jones coming back
helped a lot, right?
Was part of it. And having those two guys back there so you can just go after people has really helped. By the way, I brought it up, and if you're just joining us this morning, we lost another member of the undefeated team. Jake Scott passed at age 75, the great safety for the Miami Dolphins, Super Bowl MVP, a really good career. There's a lot of different stories you'll read in a paper about Jake Scott, and wild and fun and confrontational, and Jake had a little bit of everything in him. But I will tell you, I didn't realize until somebody said, "You got to look at his stats. You ever look at Jake's stats?" I said, "Not really. I just knew he was really good. I knew he and Dick Anderson were really, really good together and had some monster games as starting safeties playing together." So I look it up. Jake Scott, with his career with Miami and Washington, because he got traded to the Washington Redskins, he had 49 interceptions. I don't know where that ranks. That's got to be up there. 49 picks, and Dick Anderson had 34. You know, a guy's got in the 20s. I go, man, you had right. a hell of a career, man. You get 20-something picks. And Jake had a because of something happened and during a preseason game, and Jake was traded for it.
Crazy story.
Right. And so Jake ends up getting traded, and that was it for he and didn't show up around here for a long time. I don't think Coach Shula had the problem. Coach is pretty good about forgiving all of us that were ass clowns and coming letting us come back around. I was in the fraternity myself. But Jake just didn't want anything to do with him for decades, right. not just a few years. And I can tell you, just because I know when it was starting to come back together, Nat Moore and Jim Mandich were the two guys that really, like, let it go. You've been a big part of this. The coach, man, it's over. Like, coach wants to get along with everybody. This is crazy. It hasn't affected anything with you, you know. And they got together like a card show or a signing and let it go. Which is always nice, man, before.
Right, of course.
You know, so, I'll tell you what. Jake Scott's got some of the greatest drinking stories. If you ever see me and there's nobody around and I'm drinking, ask about a Jake Scott story, because I have heard classics about this guy and some of the things that he's done and he's got a classic with one of our all-time great writers down here. I mean, he's just one of those. You laugh. And in a preseason game, was asked to do whatever it takes to play. And he sent a message back to the coach, which basically said nicely on radio, I am not playing today.
Right.
And he got traded to the Redskins.
Incredible.
Yeah. And so. Listen, man, we're losing all those guys. If you see any of those undefeated guys, even if they're a little feisty as they get older, give them a big hug, man. Give them all a big hug, because they're dropping. They're
Joe, I just got those guys. Some news for you off Twitter. Manny Diaz, the head coach of the University of Miami, has just tweeted out about a minute and a half ago, "I've tested positive for COVID-19. I'm currently in isolation, feeling good overall. I'll continue to work with our team virtually as we prepare for our next game at Wake Forest."
Yeah. It's not shocking, is it?
No. It's fresh off the, as we used to call it, the wire, which is now the Twitter.
So my thought is my detective work of lack of knowledge on things is they had 13 guys that couldn't play in that game, that last game that they won. How many guys had it when they were there played and
True.
Came home, and the numbers must have just spread like a wildfire in California, right?
Right.
Just
right,
had to
right.
be absolutely crazy. Hey, we got to go to break, man. We've got a lot more stuff to get to as we continue on here on the show this morning. Brandon Lang, hopefully going to pick us some winners for the weekend, a little action. Mike Florio will also join us, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
You can listen to WQAM on the radio.com app. Download the app and make 560 The Joe WQAM your favorite station. Sign up for notifications and you'll never miss a great guest or moment. And don't forget to check out the radio.com rewind feature. Go back and listen to any show at any time you want. Download the radio.com app now and don't miss a word we say. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 The Joe WQAM.
All right, folks. Well, you've been hearing me talk about Diamonds Direct for a couple months now and the amazing showroom and the amazing people there and the amazing deals you're going to get there. Well, this week, and it ends in a couple days, by the way. It ends on the 22nd. The biggest deal we've seen here in South Florida in a long time. It's the biggest and most spectacular jewelry buying opportunity ever in South Florida. You still get that Diamonds Direct already unbeatable price, but now you get an extra 20% savings on virtually everything in the store. The colored gemstone jewelry, the bracelets, the pendants, the fashion rings, earrings, bands, you name it, they will have it on sale for you. And by the way, if you're shopping for an engagement ring, thousands of engagement rings there as well. It's Diamond Direct's first ever pre-holiday event with extra selection being flown in from designers from New York and LA. And like I said, you've been hearing about Diamonds Direct, their incredible value pricing. But for this event, in this extraordinary year 2020, they're taking it to a whole new level. More jewelry than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought possible. Like I said, Diamonds Direct looks like 30 jewelry stores in one. Save an extra 20% on a multi-million dollar selection of exquisite fine jewelry. And that's only at Diamonds Direct. Now through Sunday only at the new Diamonds Direct behind the Town Center Mall in Boca. I'm telling you right now, folks, if you're shopping for jewelry, here is the best opportunity for it right now at Diamonds Direct behind the Town Center Mall in Boca.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hopefully, everybody's off to a nice Friday here, man, as we continue on here. Guess what starts tonight, Zach, at 6 o'clock?
Tell me.
NBA free agency.
Ooh.
Pat Riley's already sound like, well, I'm going to run it back with my own free agents, or try to, and get those guys signed. You want to hear a couple guys on the list that are out there?
Yeah,
guys that are good players.
Tell me the menu. Yeah, show me the menu before we go out to dinner.
Here it is. Fred VanVleet, Toronto, good player. Hit a lot of big shots. Against the Heat. Gordon Hayward turned down 34.2 in an option.
Step in now after you said that and say that if you turn down $34 million, you better know well in advance that something else is happening with you, because that's a lot of money to say no to.
Oh, he's got... He's got one of the bad teams that have offered him. He's got something in his pocket.
This has got Knicks all smelled all over it, by the way.
I thought it was Atlanta at first because you're saying Atlanta's interested. But I just want to say this. One thing about the NBA, they tamper. They break all the rules behind the scenes. You think football's bad with deals done and these deals soon as free agency starts at midnight and, like, every guy's signed?
Yep.
And you're like, how the hell do you do that, you know, so quickly at midnight? The NBA's the worst. Like Gordon Hayward knew. Like, there's no rules. I mean, they put him out there. How are you going to tell, like, hey, did your agent call another team? I didn't do anything.
No.
You know, the agent's not going to say anything. Just get my, you know, take care of my guy. Opt out. We got the same amount of money only for 3 years. Like, oh, okay. So, Gordon Hayward's one. Joe Harris do anything for you from Brooklyn? Good player.
Yeah, not a good complimentary player in a team, sure.
Bogdanovich, what about him? What do you think about Bogdanovich?
Probably the best name of the bunch so far because of the fact that he's an outside shooter and this team is built around defense and outside shooting. So, yeah, anyone who fits the mold of being a really good defender or a good outside three-point shooter probably is in the mix for the Heat.
And then the other guy that looks pretty good out there for a team is Gallinari, who seems like, for a guy that's really good, how does he bounce from to so many different teams? Apparently, we tried to trade for him last year, and he didn't like the agreement or whatever was offered to him and said, I'm going to hang on for free agency and see if I can't get myself one more big, fat contract. Those are just some of the top names out there. There's some other guys. And there's still word that James Harden they know that they're not keeping him, and they're just waiting to see what sweetheart trade is out there for him, especially after everybody signs all these guys.
Well, there's only two teams, right, that are going to be in the mix for James Harden, I think. It's going to be Brooklyn and Philly. Like, is there another team that's in the mix for James Harden?
Those are only two that I've heard because of affiliation
right.
that they've had or buddies they want to play with. And I'm still not sure that Brooklyn thing makes sense. I have trouble believing. Like, Kyrie Irving, it really is a miserable guy.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, that's got to be talked about literally who takes the ball out of bounds and who dribbles down the court. You're going to have to get to that. Both guys can shoot it from the outside. Both guys really good one-on-one players. I mean, hell, nobody's going to have better than those three guys that they have going one-on-one. I mean, you talk about the extra pass. They don't have right. to. Those guys got serious one-on-one skills. I just don't know. Are those two guys – first of all, I just never thought Kyrie Irving and James Harden. And I haven't exactly heard James Harden say, I want to play with Kyrie. I keep hearing, I want to play with my friend Kevin Durant.
Great point, Joe. This is not someone who's coming out and saying, it'll be really fun if somehow I could team up with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. It's more of, I can't wait to possibly play with my buddy KD. That, I think, first off, I just think Kyrie Irving is kind of like the sour grape of any relationship. So it doesn't matter what relationship it is, it's going to be him where it's like, yeah, I want to go play in Cleveland with LeBron and Kevin Love, but like Kyrie, I just feel like he's that guy. So it was didn't kind of surprise me that another kind of sour grape and Kevin Durant wanted to play with him. But the Harden situation here too, you say it all the time when there's too many wide receivers on a team or too many players on a basketball team. It's only one football, one basketball. In this case, you legitimately might have to cut a basketball in half to make everyone happy on this team.
Did you see they're one of the top favorites to win it all?
Of course.
I was just looking, it came out. I was like, wow. We don't even know what the roster. Now, I will tell you, if they have all those guys back when Kyrie and Kevin Durant were out, that's a pretty
healthy,
good team.
Right?
That's a pretty good team with two stars that can give you potentially 60 a night.
Well, remember we talked about it before the bubble, right before the bubble playoffs started to happen, and there was the rumor that KD maybe he's able to play, maybe he's healthy enough to play, and we're talking about Brooklyn being one of the craziest 7 or 8 seeds we've ever seen, with KD coming back possibly, and what kind of move could they make in the playoffs? So yeah, if they're back fully and healthy for a full season coming up here, and it looks like they're going to be reporting in about 12 days or so, I would think that in the East, there's no doubt at this point a healthy KD and a healthy Kyrie with that team, if they don't make a move, is probably a 1, 2, or 3 seed.
I will say that James Harden, one thing, and I've really come around on this. I used to say, screw it. The guy doesn't want to be there. Screw it. You're asking to be here, so get used to it. Suck it up. But if you have somebody that really doesn't want to be on your team and it starts to affect their play and they're moping, and they're constantly saying they don't really want to be in a place they are, and they go on social media, they're doing interviews, you got to get rid of them. If James Harden feels that strongly, because you can get some players for him or draft picks, whatever, you got to let him go.
Right.
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 You guys agree.
You're right.
In 2020,
We're living in a new world, because if this was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and the guy was upset, there would be a general manager or a team president or a Pat Riley type on a team that just said, dude, suck it up. You ain't going anywhere. We can't get value for you. We can't get another James Harden back for a James Harden. We're not going to get enough. And I don't really believe in first round picks as much as a James Harden type player. Yeah, I would assume. But now in this year, in this day and age we're in, you're right. Some guy mopes. And we saw with the Dolphins. Did anyone really want to trade Minka Fitzpatrick?
No.
I mean, I don't think so, right? Like, we said it here on the show that it would be a joke if they did that, even for a first-round pick, because you're really going to get a Minka back in the first round. Of course, you didn't know that. But James Harden, as much as, you know, Hollywood criticizes this guy for not being the greatest basketball player or not a playoff guy, still top 10 guy in the league. You're not getting a top 10 guy back if you get Caris LeVert and Dinwiddie and a bunch of those guys. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, but you're going to, basically their thing is, you're giving up a guy that can lead the league every year in scoring, but you're getting some really good players. They're not stars, but they're good players. And
You're getting what you can back. That's the difference, because you can't get a James Harden back.
Everybody trying to get those first round picks too. Right. Everybody's
well, you can't get any of those. Oklahoma City's got all of them for the next couple.
Yeah,
of
Oklahoma City's got.
They have all of them. All of them.
It's crazy. So anyway, that's the situation. Of course, Pat Riley, expect next few days he'll have everything done, and I expect Dragan back for sure. Goran Dragic. I just don't. 34 years old. He's a great fit here. I don't know if he's a great fit other places. I think he loves playing with Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
And I think he likes this whole thing here. I do. I think the way they play, I think Dragon's a little old school. And I think they're going to make him more than a fair offer. I don't think it's going to be a long-term contract. I think Pat Riley's going to be real careful on these long-term contracts going forward. I think he learned a little lesson a couple years back when he signed to Deion Waiters and some of those guys to
James
contracts.
James Johnson, Hassan Whiteside. Like,
yeah, but he got overly excited about a small sample size with those guys, and that was another one of those, like, let's run it back things. So he signed all those guys, but Goran Dragic is a different situation. I mean, he's I hate to say this, but he needs to be rewarded for everything that he's done for the franchise, and they need to take care of him.
But
the guy's a really great player. I think he's got some good years left in him, as he showed, I think, in the bubble.
Totally disagree with the way you said that. Totally disagree. So he's 34 years old. And like, how when you say that, like, you got to take care of him, how long you want to take care of a guy? He's 34 years old.
No, I understand his age, Joe, and I completely get all that. I know he has a lot of mileage, but I still think that he's – I mean, look at what he did in the bubble. Look at how
he's
good
clutch.
He's been.
I don't disagree. Right?
But this has got 1 year, $20, $22 million written all over it. And that's the way you take care of the guy.
Would you give him a 3 or 4 year contract?
No.
I'd keep him here at least 2 years if I could.
You keep him here for 2 years, you give him $20
million. I do. And I don't think – I think there's a huge difference between giving a guy like that a contract, giving a Deion Waiters or one of these guys. Goran is not – a head case. I mean, you know what you're going to get from him.
But it's not that. It's
so I don't know what you guys are. What are you concerned about? Injuries?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. You hit the nail on the head right there. You don't even go any further. Older guy. That's it. Right.
He is. By the way, when they do that culture in Miami, he's got his pictures right there in the. I get it. Top 10 almost with the way he's played as a Miami Heat. I remember, but like. Woody, this is business, man. Like, this is like, I want to use you as long as you're good, but the leagues, all these professional leagues aren't into, we're going to give you 2 extra years, even though you're going to be on the downside, you're going to start to see a big drop in your play.
Right.
That's not the way it works, man.
And you're also predicting a major drop-off, which we did not see from him the last time we saw him play. I know we saw him hurt, but we did not see a drop-off in his play. We actually saw the opposite.
Hit some big shots, controlled, that made – I mean, I saw what you saw.
If you overpay him, but you can also lessen his role a little bit, which they certainly did during the season, having him come off the bench. There's no reason you can't do something like that too.
But you're going around spending all this money that's under this cap and it's tight. And they
it's not my money if they go over, Joe. It's Mickey's money. It's not my problem.
All right.
But I do want Goran here, and I want him to be here for a while. I think he's a very, very key piece to this team.
All right. He's 34. And by the way, I play on my national team. I think he's finally done playing. He's played a lot of year-round basketball. There's a lot of extra wear and tear on that body. That's what I'm telling
34
you.
34 is young, bro. I'm 34. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't give you more than a one-year deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't give you – I give you a one-game tryout, and then as soon as you walked out, I go, I lied. You're out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Give him a day check and get him out of here, right?
Remember those old truckers' workouts I used to tell you about when I first got the Dolphins where they had an open free agent tryout? Right, open free agent tryout. So we come
normal.
In and work out, and we wanted to see it. And all these semi-trucks and all these construction guys apparently got a half a day off, right? So they all come out. They got their shorts on. Every bodybuilder in South Florida was doing steroids came out, so they were all out there cut like, you know, Hercules. And so they put them through drills, and a lot of them didn't make it through the first one. They go, that's enough. You're gone. Thank you for coming out. That's not enough. And so that's what we do to Hollywood right there. You come out and you go to run a 40. Right. You go, no. By the way you line up to do the 40, you don't need to run it. You're out of here. Right. You're done.
Here's your $50 gift certificate for coming out today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. We're very impressed by your effort. We got to go to break here. 305-567-0560 on the text machine. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to check in with our man, Brandon Lang, when we come back.
All right, we're going to get to our friend Brandon Lang here in just 1 second. Dolphins Denver this weekend. Injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Always nice to see the injury report with just a couple of limiteds, and that's it. Solomon Kinley and Kyle Van Noy both limited in practice yesterday. Otherwise, everyone a full participant past that. And on the other side, Drew Lock did practice for a little bit yesterday. He's the one guy we were worried about on the Denver team. So that is your.
We're not worried about that. Well, we want his ass to play.
The name, right. The name we were looking for. That is your injury report, always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And we are jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's Friday. We're going to try to win you some money with Brandon Lang, brandonlang.com. Also get on the podcast, I Believe in the Football Betting Show with Brandon Lang. Good morning, Brandon. Happy Friday to you.
What's up, kids, down there in La La Land?
Brandon, you how you doing, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing great.
You're good? You're back to normal?
Bro, we're back to normal. We're shooting jumpers on the knee, albeit, you know, inside 10 feet. Things are rolling. love the card this week. On a little bit of a heater, which is always good this time of year. Although I took a hard one last night. The back door, lose your credit card in the champagne room, Tootsie Scarlet booby trap type night last night with Tulane plus 5.5. That was an owie. That was an absolute. It's like you're sitting at the bar and you see her coming and you know she's going to get in your wallet and there's nothing you can do about it. She's so hot that you see her coming and you're like, I better go for the door right now. Let me just get out of the place and save myself about 500. And she walks over and she does that little purr in your ear. They do that little move that they do. And then you're like, okay, let's go. That's it. I mean, you saw it coming. You're up 14 in the fourth quarter as a road dog. You give up a Hail Mary in the back corner of the end zone to force OT. After you trade field goals in OT, you get the ball first in the second OT. So you're like, just kick a field goal. Who cares what happens after that? When Tulsa scores, you cover, you lose by three. And then on third and goal from the three, the quarterback throws in the pick six. And you're just sitting there watching it run down the sideline. And it's in slow motion. Because when you're hammered and you're in the champagne room, and you have substances in you, and then this is all my 30s and 40s, and she and it's time to pay, and it's the slow motion where you go into your wallet and you're like, my credit card, go swipe. It's all slow motion. And then it's the reality of you wake up the next day, you stretch, and you go, man, that was an epic night. And then you look at the receipt and go, what in God's earth did you just lose? That's it.
Yeah,
that's the best analogy I can give for a bad beat for Tulane last
that's
night.
That's a tough one. Yeah,
hey. Tough one. But you know what? Strap it on. Get ready to go. We're still 5-1 my last six in college. 9-12 9 of my last 12, and we're seeing the board good. Last week, Raiders were my best bet over Denver, and nice little B Lang Joe Rose segue into Denver Miami this week.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that one with the Dolphins and the way they're playing? How you doing on the Dolphins overall, by the way?
I'm doing great. I'm doing absolutely great. I've been on this team. You know, I've been giving them out on your show. Definitely the last 4 weeks, I've said they've been the plague. Gave them out on your show last week. I just said, when I broke down Miami and the Chargers last week, I said right on your show, I said, some teams are figuring out how to win games and some teams are figuring out how to lose games. And I said on your show, that would be Justin Herbert would have his first mediocre game and the Dolphins would get it done. That was a mail-it-in game. What concerns me about this is that when you start, and you guys would probably know more about this than I would, when's the last time the Dolphins have been a road favorite? It's been a while. been probably, five, 6 years?
Probably longer than
that.
So,
I think you're right. Yeah.
We're have somebody in your department research. When was the last time the Miami Dolphins were a road favorite? Do you go back to Marino's days? Do you go back to, I mean, it's got to be at least over 10 years they've been a road favorite. So my point is, when you start when you start ascending to this level where Vegas now deems you a road favorite and you're being asked to do something you haven't been done in a while, weird things happen in the NFL. And you can't explain it. I think the Dolphins win, but asking them to cover a 3.5 number, it's a trap spot. You're going up to Denver, the altitude. It's a the Denver plays so well at home. Remember, down 24-3, came back and beat the Chargers. I know Locke's a little banged up, but they can still run the football. And when you're Miami and you're just you're plugging along, the guys, this line opened up -1. It's now Denver +3.5. Guys, that's a 4.5-point line move of public money that are just mailing it in on Miami. I like the Dolphins to win the game, but I think you're going to sit there and they're going to struggle. They're going to fight. And I think they win the game by a field goal, and all that Miami money gets beat with Denver +3.5.
I want to ask you about KC and Vegas at Sunday night. Andy Reid wasn't happy about the Vegas kind of showboating after that win. It looks like Vegas is missing about 14 guys on defense to COVID, maybe more than that by the time it's all done. Kansas City, it looked like -8. It looked like I saw it as. Could this just be an absolute blowout? What do you like in this game? And is the over something you like also?
Guys, let's be honest. Andy Reid's not mad about the bus, okay? Andy Reid's mad because he can't walk by a box of donuts or a buffet without stopping for an hour. That's deep down what he's upset about. You watch him on the sideline. Fat people are uncomfortable. You know, and because you're uncomfortable, you're ornery. And Andy's ornery. Andy, one slice of pizza, he eats the whole pizza. You know, one donut, he eats 7 donuts. He's upset with himself and his weight. Now, once you get by that, then we can talk about the game. And the game is this. I don't care what anybody says. The Raiders are playing fantastic football right now. They put up over 40 on them the first time. I know Andy's great out of a bye week. But the Raiders kind of have the recipe of how to beat Kansas City, which is control time of possession, keep the ball away from them, and limit their possessions. And right now, the Raiders are running the football fantastic. They're the best third down conversion team in the NFL. And I just don't see Kansas City going in and blowing them out. I don't. Don't call me crazy. I don't see a blowout. Now, I might come on your show next week and say, wow, that's the last time I go against Mahomes. Last time I take points against Mahomes. But at the end of the day, I just think the Raiders beat them the first time I believe it was a 12.5-point dog, got bet down to 11.5, and I'm going to come back and take the Raiders again. I mean, they match up really well with Kansas City.
Brandon, give me a game. You know, we always talk about games. Give me a game you really like, just for people out there that are going to take and run with it. Give me a game you like this week, college or pro.
What's the best high school football team in Miami?
Right now, it's probably Northwestern High School, full of NFL players down the inner city of Miami. Probably.
I'll tell you what. You give me Northwestern High School +21. Over the New Orleans Saints and Jameis Winston, and I will take Northwestern High School because I guarantee you Northwestern. I guarantee you Northwestern picks off Jameis 4 times. They follow him to that Publix where he stole the crab legs, and I think mentally it all goes back to that. He is a turnover machine, and yes, he looked good in the second half against the Niners, but now he's got the full game plan. The pressure's on. I'm the starting quarterback, and you watch. Atlanta's 7-1 their last 8 as an underdog. You get Jameis Winston against Northwestern High, prop bet, over under interceptions, 1.5. I'm taking Northwestern over 1.5. My man, Lil Spoony and Rollo in the secondary for Northwestern, going to get me a couple picks against Jameis. I'm telling you right now, the turnover machine is back. Last year for Tampa, 30 picks, 30 touchdowns. He's a starter now. Give me Atlanta +4. I'll take Northwestern +37, and they cover the number against Jameis Winston.
Wow.
Here we go. Baby.
Wow, you feel strongly about that, man.
Wow.
Even though they've been preaching to him, just take the short stuff. You don't have to force him into cover. You don't.
You listen, that's the same thing as preaching to me that I come down to Miami once a year to see my dentist, and I come in the night before. And that's like telling me I'm not going to go to Scarlett's Booby Trap and Tootsie's in one night. You just, no matter what you preach, I'm still going. No matter what you do, I'm going all three. That's my three-team parlay. That three-team parlay wins every single night.
Undefeated, that three-team undefeated parlay.
Jameis cannot help himself but to throw to the wrong uniform as a starter. It's just, it's Sean Payton can talk until he's blue in the face. Find out what the prop bet is for Jameis Winston interceptions on Sunday and bet the over. I will tell you, he'll have at least two. You can't explain it. He's a wow. turnover machine.
Well, this is a big game, and it's trying to flip his career right. around. If he doesn't get it done with New Orleans, people are going to start going, and he's still a young guy. All right, we'll see.
Snoop Dogg's got a car wash in South Central. He's always hiring. Jameis is next. He's always hiring. Always hiring. Go get him, Jameis. Go get him, buddy.
Brandon, real quick before we let you go, Ohio State and Indiana, two top 10 teams matching up, yet Ohio State's a 3-touchdown favorite. It's just weird to see Indiana in the top 10 anything but basketball, but a 3-touchdown kind of spread in a top 10 matchup. That's weird.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to turn on that. You're going to be watching football, and then you're going to be watching a game on ESPN. And you're going to see it in the fourth quarter, upset alert. You're going to see it. Now, whether they can pull it off or not, I don't know. They got to win the turnover battle. But this what impresses me about Indiana is it's hard to shut out anybody in college football, especially when you go on the road. No matter how much better you are than a team, you just beat Michigan, first time since 1987. You're in an incredible letdown situation going to Michigan State, and you're in an incredible look ahead to Ohio State, which is probably going to be your biggest game in the history of your school, and you shut up Michigan State 24-0. So now you got that out of the way. You beat Penn State. You beat Michigan. You shut up Michigan State, and now you have what you want. The key for me, boys, is with no stands in the fan, on paper, this Indiana team matches up with Ohio State. I don't think Ohio State has played anybody. Rutgers moved the ball on them. I'm grabbing the 20.5. I'm going to tell you it's a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. And it's I think the truth is, correct me if I'm wrong, I saw this, and I believe in deja vu. It's like 10 years to the day on the 21st, which is what they're playing on. The 21st, 10 years ago, Ohio State was ranked number 2. Michigan State was ranked number 9. Michigan State went into Ohio State as a double-digit dog and beat them outright. Well, here we are, I think, 10 years later on the 21st. Indiana's ranked 9th. Ohio State's ranked 2nd, and they're getting double digits. I'm just saying. It's weird. Ooh, I'm taking Indiana.
Oh, man. I'm watching. Oh, boy. They don't recruit the same guys, so we're going to see, as you know.
It's weird. I'm just saying, right. why do these dates fall on, Alex Smith gets his knee ripped apart 2 years ago on the same day that Joe Theismann had his ripped apart on the same part of the field when both left tackles were out. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah,
you can't. So why is Indiana ranked 9th? Why Ohio State's ranked 2nd? Why 10 years ago on the same day, Michigan State beat them outright as a double-digit dog? I'm all over Indiana, and don't be surprised to see them shock the world.
Wow. Brandon, great having you, buddy. Thank you so much, Brandon. Man. You take care of yourself.
Let's have a big week. Talk next week, guys. Be safe. Be safe. Wear your masks.
Yep. You too.
I can't wait to see that game. Now you got me all excited to see.
I know, right? I was expecting full blowout in that game. By the way, that was Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com and the Believe in the Football Betting Show on the Believe Podcast Network.
All right, I want to talk to you for just a second about my man Andy Cagnetta at Transworld Business Advisors. So you got a company out there, doesn't matter what size it is, you're serious about selling it, right? You want to get it started, you're concerned about the future, what we've been through over the last 5 or 6 months, and you're thinking, I'm ready to check out. I want to get what I can for it. I'm going to do something else, or I just want to retire. I want to go in the mountains and fish and just relax. That's all I want to do. Well, whatever the reason is, there's the largest business brokerage in the world right here in South Florida. It is Andy Cagnetta and Transworld Business Advisors, 600 brokers, 200 offices around the world. They can actually create competition for your business. Plus, they've 40 plus years in the business of taking care of all different size companies just like yours. Doesn't matter how specialized, doesn't matter the size, 50,000 to 50 million, you need to call Transworld. In a lot of cases, he just told me recently, you realize, Joe, I got a lot of people call, go, hey, if something like this pops up, let me know. We want to get down to South Florida. I'd be interested in buying that for the right price. This is why Andy's been so successful. We got people calling from all over to buy companies just like yours. So here we go. Call Transworld at 954 or 305-504-8100. That's 504-8100 or visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com. Transworld, the largest business brokerage in the world, ready to help you right now. Let's get the process started with Andy and his team at Transworld.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.